Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.
The distinctive sound of the organ in Andrew Lloyd Webber's iconic and haunting musical, The Phantom of the Opera, which Wexford Light Opera Society are bringing to the National Opera House stage from April 29th to May the 4th. With songs such as The Music of the Night, All I Ask of You, and of course the powerful duet between The Phantom and Christine, and also the title of the show, The Phantom of the Opera. This musical, and rightly so, has become one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's most famous compositions. The production was launched in spectacular style at La Vista Cafe by Wexford's own Aileen Donoghue. Aileen once graced the stage as part of the company of Her Majesty's Theatre in the West End, and she shared some memories of that time.
Well, Siobhan, when I began Phantom, just before I stepped on stage, the stage manager handed me a prop and said, be careful with that now, because that's from the original production 17 years ago. And it made me think, wow, I'm really part of musical theatre history, and it's really wonderful now that part of that history has been brought to Wexford by Wexford Light Opera Society. Phantom's a big blockbuster, part of British invasion of Broadway. When it closed last year, it had already been seen by 140 million people worldwide. And of course, the rate at which tickets flew out of the box office at the National Opera House, it still remains a very hot ticket. So wishing best of luck to Wexford Light Opera Society for their production of The Phantom of the Opera.
The original London production won the Olivier Award for Best New Musical, and it's widely thought to be one of the most successful musicals of all time, both critically and commercially. So I asked Colin Murphy, who is the chair of Wexford Light Opera Society, what it meant to the group to stage this iconic show.
Well, it's huge. It means an awful lot to us, and I think that's reflected in how the ticket sales have gone. The outpouring support from the people of Wexford has been huge and immense, but no, it's great. It's fantastic.
Colin wears two hats for the group. He's not just the chairperson, but also the stage manager. This show certainly provides its challenges. I was especially curious about that chandelier.
Yes, there is a lot of pyros. I don't want to give too much away, but there's a bit of fire and a flame, and there is a chandelier that will crash, obviously planned. But yes, it is a beautiful set, and there's lots of wow factors as well within it, as well as the music and the beautiful singing as well.
Next up, I spoke to cast members Jane Kent and Ailish Cody. They told me what it meant to them to be involved in this spectacular production.
So it's been a really enjoyable experience getting ready for Phantom of the Opera. I can't wait to be a part of it on the stage in the National Opera House. And it's been great getting to work with Therese on our dancing for Masquerade. And of course, I have to mention Etna, our chorus mistress, and all the fabulous singing we've been doing, so I can't wait for everybody to see it.
And Ailish, what drew you to audition for The Phantom?
It was actually the fact that there's a ballet corps in Phantom, something that I would have seen in the West End and seen growing up, and how beautiful all the ballet corps is. So yeah, I was lucky enough to be picked in the ballet corps, and I am absolutely loving it. Therese is fantastic, her choreography is wonderful, and Christina, director, has such fabulous ideas as well, and it's just been a pleasure.
While directing a show of this magnitude is no mean feat, that mammoth task goes to Christine Scarry.
It's a spectacular show, but we have a spectacular cast and ensemble assembled, as well as a really fabulous creative and production team. It's an iconic show, and I don't think that every group would be in a position to do it. And I think in Wexford with Light Opera, they have such an abundance of talent here, both in principal roles and in the fabulous ensemble and choral abilities that they have, you know, that they can really pull it off. And because it's demanding, it is incredibly demanding. I think it's really going to be magical, and it's full of atmosphere and emotion. So I would say bring the tissues for some of the beautiful music which has been sung so amazingly by our leading line, and supported by all of the members of the company who are equally amazing.
Back to more of the cast now, and no stranger to the National or Wexford stage is Daniel Furlong, who plays Christine's childhood friend and love interest, Raoul.
Yeah, like, of course, Phantom of the Opera was just something that I just couldn't even refuse to audition for. I remember when we were doing Hunchback last year, and Eric announced to us, I think it was actually at the end of a dress rehearsal, he said to us what we were doing, and never did I believe that was going to be like Phantom of the Opera. So when the opportunity came, I couldn't turn it down, and just loving every bit of it now at the moment. It's a serious opportunity for me. It's one of the probably my top three in terms of music, and just it's just a spectacle. Like, it's just, everyone knows Phantom, everyone knows Les Mis. I feel like it's that category, and I just couldn't turn it down when I had the opportunity to audition for it.
Carla Tracy is playing what is possibly every young soprano's dream role, that of Christine Daae, first played by Sarah Brightman.
It's just a dream come true. When I saw the opportunity come up for auditions, I thought I just have to have my name in the hat, and I was so blessed to be given this opportunity and to be in the Opera House as well. It's just so exciting, and the crowd in Wexford have just been so welcoming and so lovely, and it's been such a positive experience so far, and I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Phantom of the Opera first premiered in the West End in 1986, and it's still running to this date. The iconic role of the Phantom has been played by so many over the years, but if you're going to pick anybody from Wexford to play this role, it would be this man, Tony Carty.
A bit scary, a bit daunting, to be honest, Siobhan. Look, you never in your life did I ever think this role would become a possibility for me to play. You know, I suppose my young life listening to Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals, and you know, I've been very, very lucky, I know that, over the years, but to land a role like this is, it's once in a lifetime. You know, something like this will never happen again. Look, we've done a bit of background reading on the story of the Phantom, and, you know, who he was, and in the original novel, which is much more detailed than the musical. So we know a bit more about him as a character, I guess. So you're trying to just call on different incidents in his life to help you portray him in the musical. He's got lots and lots of layers, and he's misunderstood. He's been mistreated all his life, a very sad, horrible life. And he's very angry over all of that, but has a love of music more than anything else.
The good news and the bad news is this production is fully sold out. One thing is for sure, this is going to be a magnificent production. Musical director David Hayes is taking up the baton again. Ethna Corrigan, renowned chorus mistress, and Teresa O'Sullivan as choreographer, along with Christine Scarry as director and the cast and crew of the company. You are extremely lucky if you have a ticket for this sellout show.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.